judgment and repentance. Phrases. Listen and repeat. Judgment. It is appointed that all people die.
It is appointed that all people die.
But after death is the judgment of God.
But after death is the judgment of God.
The judgment for sinners is to go to hell.
The judgment for sinners is to go to hell.
God is a righteous judge.
God is a righteous judge.
Your life in eternal damnation or eternal heaven is decided at the judgment.
Your life in eternal damnation or eternal heaven is decided at the judgment.
We cannot change the judgment of God through our actions.
We cannot change the judgment of God through our actions.
Through Adam and Eve, man was judged to die.
Through Adam and Eve, man was judged to die.
All of mankind received the judgment of God then.
All of mankind received the judgment of God then.
All sinners have received the judgment to go to hell.
All sinners have received the judgment to go to hell.
Repentance. Do you know what true repentance is?
Do you know what true repentance is?
Confessing that you have lied is not true repentance.
Confessing that you have lied is not true repentance.
True repentance is to forsake your ways and thoughts.
True repentance is to forsake your ways and thoughts.
You must recognize your true image and turn from yourself.
You must recognize your true image and turn from yourself.
True repentance is not trying to fix yourself, but abandoning yourself completely.
True repentance is not trying to fix yourself, but abandoning yourself completely.
It is realizing there is nothing good that can come from me. I am a mass of sin.
It is realizing there is nothing good that can come from me. I am a mass of sin.
Believing in your thoughts, judgment, and decisions lead you to eternal destruction.
Believing in your thoughts, judgment, and decisions leads you to eternal destruction.
You must recognize this and see that believing in yourself destroys you.
You must recognize this and see that believing in yourself destroys you.
Then you can distrust yourself and believe God.
Then you can distrust yourself and believe God.
You cannot believe yourself and God because your thoughts are different from God's.
You cannot believe yourself and God because your thoughts are different from God's.
You must distrust yourself or distrust God.
You must distrust yourself or distrust God.
Therefore, God shows that believing in yourself leads you to destruction, so that you can distrust yourself.
Therefore, God shows that believing in yourself leads you to destruction, so that you can distrust yourself.
We must truly surrender our efforts.
We must truly surrender our efforts.
We then must seek the mercy of Jesus.
We then must seek the mercy of Jesus.